Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 13th of December. It's a Thursday night, not Friday the 13th, so this is a lucky Thursday the 13th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from right here in Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. American Free Press went to press today, ladies and gentlemen. I stopped down at the office today to take a quick look at the papers, the pages of the paper was being laid out, and well, there's something in there from me this week that I'm going to read to you verbatim. Nothing, as you know, I hate to do more than read stuff on the air, and it always seems somewhat self-serving to read your own stuff verbatim, but I'm going to. In any case, it is a good issue of the paper this week. Lots of interesting things in there. Monday night, incidentally, we're going to be joined by veteran journalist Pat Shannon, who recently joined the Washington staff of American Free Press. That is, he is right there in the office on the staff of American Free Press, and I might add, contributing a great deal to not just the paper itself, you know, the articles he writes, but just to good camaraderie and lots of good common sense. And I know I speak for all the people at American Free Press. Although I'm not an official spokesman for American Free Press on this program, I'm here to tell you that he is a welcome addition to the staff down there at the AFP office. So in any case, Pat's going to be on the program on Monday night, right here on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And one of the things primarily that we're going to be focusing on is the mass media's coverage of Ron Paul's presidential candidacy. Or maybe the term I should use is non-coverage, and I don't need to tell you about that, folks, because whether you support Ron Paul or not, if you're a listener to this network, you know that he's making motions out there. He's making waves, and yet the mass media in America is doing everything it can to suppress news about his candidacy. Well, if you listened in last night, ladies and gentlemen, you heard what I think was a pretty good show. It was a conversation between two old friends and colleagues, my friend Tony Blizzard, formerly of Liberty Lobby and then later with American Free Press, joined us. If you didn't hear that show, I would suggest you listen to it in the archives because, as I say, I think it was a very interesting show. Tony reminisced about his close relationship with someone who in many respects was a bit of a mentor to him, the late Paquita Deshishmaref, an American-born lady who was married into a royal czarist Russian family, later fled Russia in the wake of the Jewish Bolshevik Revolution, and was responsible for the momentous book Waters Flowing Eastward, which was a historical overview of the origins of that document that we know of as the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And a very careful reading of the book Waters Flowing Eastward will provide you with information indicating that this problem surrounding the protocols has much more than to do with simply the issue of Zionism. It's, as the book's subtitle calls it, the war against the kingship of Christ. It's a war that goes way back, long before this modern-day entity we know of as the State of Israel came to be a curse upon mankind. Anyway, folks, do listen to that program if you didn't. I had a good time visiting with Tony, and I think you'll find it an interesting program all around. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment, and I'm going to read you from the works of Michael Collins Piper. Plus something else very, very interesting. Guaranteed.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here, reminding you to check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, folks, as I get older, about every 10 to 12 years, I notice that my memory shifts just a little bit. Things that I used to be able to remember, like titles of books, I don't remember them as well as I used to, or the names of authors, but I generally know where to get the information. So, hey, that's one of the prices you pay for getting older. And about 10 years ago, I had a memory problem in which I noticed that whenever I would repeat, or whenever I'd be telling a story to somebody, that all of a sudden I'd say, oh my God, did I just tell that person that story? And that lasted for about 6 months, but it shifted itself. One of the things that I'm good about, if I can brag about myself in terms of my memory, is that I generally remember if I've told someone a story and in what context I've told them that story. And then I don't tend to repeat that story to them unless I repeat it for a purpose. Which brings me to the point I'm about to make here, folks, that tonight I'm going to be repeating something back to you that I talked about on the program the other night, and I'm going to be reading something by somebody else that has been talked about on this program. But the reason why I'm doing that, folks, as I say, is not because I've forgotten about the fact that it's been discussed, but number one, these are matters that I think deserve to be discussed again. And perhaps again and again and again. So if you hear me repeating something on this program, it's not because I've forgotten that I've told you about it necessarily, but because I think it bears repeating. That seems like an awful lot of verbiage to make a point, but this is, again, this ties in directly to something we all need to keep in mind. Those of us who write, those of us who write for regular publications, whether they're newspapers, internet websites, sending out emails, or whether it's those of us who have radio programs or call up radio programs, what have you. The point is this, that we should never assume that everybody who reads their weekly American Free Press or everybody who listens to this program or any other radio program listens to it every night, or that all of the same people are listening. The big hope, of course, is that we have lots of new listeners joining this network in particular all the time. So even if you've heard something before, maybe some of the new listeners are hearing something for the first time. Well, what I'm referring to specifically here tonight is something that you heard right on this show from Phil Turney, a survivor of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. And we mentioned on this show when Mark Glenn was with us the other night, Mark Glenn of CrescentandCross.com and a regular contributor to American Free Press, we mentioned that Phil Turney had an article coming up in American Free Press, his first article written by him under his byline, first article, period, for American Free Press. And what it is, it's his account, a recounting of the attack on the USS Liberty. And the headline that, the subheadline that American Free Press put on the article is this: Naval veteran has warning for America. If Israel did it once, they'll do it again. This piece by Phil Turney is probably, no more than my guess is, about 800 words. But, you know, it tells the story of the attack on the USS Liberty in very simple terms, in very direct terms, in Phil Turney's own down-to-earth American veteran terms. And, you know, it makes me angry, as it should make every American angry. It should make every human being angry. Well, I'm going to read just a couple excerpts from Phil's article because it just says it all. He says, Israel and our government in this two-hour attack had come up with a plan to sink our ship, blame it on Egypt, and bring the U.S. into the six-day war. If this so-called accident was so cut and dry, why were all records sealed tighter than Fort Knox? Israel got by with cold-blooded murder and other war crimes, and it's only a matter of time until they do it again, perhaps on a ship off the coast of Iran. Israel controls America's fate, and our elected officials bow to its every whim. Phil continues, I love my country and will not stand by and let this continue. While there is time, we must do what we can to save our sinking ship of state. In many ways, America today is the USS Liberty after that attack of 40 years ago. We're badly hit and stand the chance of sinking into the abyss with everyone being lost forever unless something is done immediately. Write your president and congressman and let them know you know what is going on and you will not fight anymore for Israel. Israel has hundreds of nukes, so let them take care of themselves. There is nothing, either in the Middle East or elsewhere, that is worth one more drop of American blood. The leaders of our country who swore an oath to protect this nation ordered the survivors of the Liberty to never talk about this piece of history under penalty of jail or worse. The USS Liberty Veterans Association is offering $10,000 to anyone who can prove our story is false. As of this moment, no one from the pro-Israeli crowd has accepted the challenge. Folks, I'm not a veteran. I wasn't on board the USS Liberty. I don't know how anyone in the entire world, anyone in their right mind, any honest person, could question Phil Turney and the survivors of the USS Liberty. And the very fact that the USS Liberty Veterans Association is offering a $10,000 reward to the supporters of Israel who say that the whole thing was an accident, that the American flag wasn't flying in the breeze on that bright summer day in that beautiful Mediterranean on the day of this attack. The fact that no one has come forward to try to claim that $10,000 prize just goes to show you that no one, no serious person, is willing to take the chance of being proven to be a liar by virtue of their denial of the Israeli culpability in a deliberate attack on the Liberty. That says it all to me, ladies and gentlemen. This article by Phil Turney is like I say, it's not a book. It doesn't even fill a full page. There's some pictures at the top of the page. I mean, you know, it's just a very basic, very simple, very down-to-earth accounting from someone who was there. And, you know, that's what's interesting about it. When it comes to the USS Liberty, our friends at the Anti-Defamation League and the World Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Congress and all these other respected organizations, they say, well, oh, the memories of people involved in traumatic events, you know, can't be trusted. That's what they say about the American sailors who were aboard the USS Liberty. But when it comes to the Holocaust, ladies and gentlemen, oh, the survivors, the Holocaust survivors are, according to Deborah Lipstadt, the great Holocaust historian who really is actually a religious historian, Deborah Lipstadt says that the Holocaust survivors, as they call them, are the best witnesses. Isn't it interesting that when it comes to the Jewish agenda, the only best witnesses are those who back up the Jewish agenda? Anybody who doesn't back up the Jewish agenda is either a liar or a fool or a troublemaker or a hater or a bigot. Did I mention insane? I lose track of these things that these allegations that they make. But the fact is, there are gutsy people out there who are standing up. You know, we have to wonder, if the USS Liberty had not been attacked — this is not a criticism, incidentally, of Phil Turney, just a comment — if the USS Liberty had never been attacked, and Phil Turney had served out an otherwise unmomentous career in the United States Navy, maybe retired, we cannot help but wonder if Phil happened to tune in this program tonight and heard us talking about Israel in less than positive terms and recounting negative things about the state of Israel and about the Jewish lobby and its well-heeled backers in the United States. We can't help but wonder if Phil would have said, boy, oh boy, those people are a bunch of haters. We don't know, folks, but what we do know is that when Phil Turney speaks on the issue of the USS Liberty, if on no other issue, we know that Phil Turney speaks from the heart. We know he speaks from real live experience. We know he speaks from a foundation of truth. We know that he speaks on behalf of all of the other Americans who were aboard the USS Liberty and who are working together today, to try to bring out the truth nearly 40 years later. And yet respectable people, so-called, respectable organizations, so-called, respected politicians, so-called, like this criminal John McCain — and I could go off on John McCain for some amount of time here, but I won't — these people are standing in the way of truth. These people are standing in the way of the truth about the USS Liberty. They're standing in the way of truth about many, many other things that affect the future of this country. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I have said it before in writing. I have said it before in this program. I've been saying it for 25 years, for God's sake, or more. The time has come. Something has to be done. Otherwise, folks, we're going right over the cliff. Or, to mix metaphors, we're going to sink, just like Phil Turney said. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from this cold and damp city of Washington, D.C. I wish this cold air would dry up all these diseases that we have called members of Congress. Notable exceptions among them, of course, being Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and perhaps a handful of others. Well, folks, the good news is that there will be an issue of American Free Press next week. The folks at AFP got a little bit confused and realized that, in fact, there is going to be an issue. I had told people, I think I may have mentioned on this program, there wouldn't be an issue next week, but there will be. And one of the features of that will be an expose of the sordid career of Michael Medved, the syndicated radio broadcaster, who, in one of his broadcasts, referred to American Free Press as the voice of the American Nazi Party. I found that out thanks to the good graces of one of our regular callers, Mike from Illinois, who sent me a CD with a recording of this broadcast by Michael Medved. Well, I have written an open letter to Michael Medved that is published in this issue of American Free Press, which went to press yesterday, and I am going to read it here and now because it says what has to be said. And I want to repeat it again for the record. It says, Dear Mr. Medved, on one of your recent radio broadcasts, you twice made the false and malicious allegation that American Free Press is, quote-unquote, the voice of the American Nazi Party. I will not belabor the matter by going to any effort to refute this outrageous lie, and that is precisely what it is, because I know that you know that it is a lie. You made this charge in the context of an equally invidious attack on Congressman Ron Paul, whose weekly internet column is republished from his congressional website each week as a public service by American Free Press. You know full well that the congressman does not, quote-unquote, contribute this column to AFP, just as you and others who have made this charge know full well that AFP does not pay Congressman Paul for the use of his column, nor do we contribute financially to his presidential candidacy. Unfortunately, your vicious lies have been picked up and repeated by other nationally syndicated columnists, such as Mona Sharon, and have been given widespread distribution on the Internet. Many people believe your fabrications. These lies are damaging not only to American Free Press, but also to Ron Paul and to all good Americans who support our newspaper and who support Ron Paul. While you promote yourself as a lovable conservative curmudgeon who is a voice for American patriots, history shows that you are no more than another propagandist for the so-called ex-communists who are now posturing as neoconservatives. Your evil works are contributing to the demise of our American constitutional republic and are harmful to America's position in the world today. In my personal estimation, Mr. Medved, you are a traitor. Let me repeat that. In my personal estimation, Mr. Medved, you are a traitor. Although any impartial, honest jury would certainly find your allegation that American Free Press is the voice of the American Nazi Party to be libelous and damaging, we here at AFP recognize the futility of trying to get the case before a jury, considering the nature of the American court system today. Therefore, we are taking matters into our own hands. Rest assured that in the weeks and months ahead, we fully intend to bring your ugly record to the attention of as many good Americans as possible, and once and for all, put an end to the conspiratorial, notice use the word conspiratorial, folks, conspiratorial aims of you and your corrupt neoconservative cronies before your agenda brings the world to destruction. And by the way, should you be willing to discuss your allegations publicly in an open forum, this is my invitation to you to join me on my nightly radio talk forum on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org on the Internet. The show is broadcast from 8 to 9 p.m. weeknights at Central Time. If you're so confident in your assertions, why not come aboard? I'll be waiting to hear from you. Sincerely, I shouldn't have used that word, sincerely. Sincerely, Michael Collins Piper, AFP correspondent. Yeah, Michael Medved is a piece of garbage, ladies and gentlemen. He is a piece of garbage. He is a follower of the Talmud. He's an Orthodox Jew, ladies and gentlemen, which means that he is a follower of the Talmud. He's a deeply religious Orthodox Jew. He's a follower of the Talmud, and the Talmud is one of the most horrible pieces of garbage that you can find anywhere on the planet. As I always say, if you see a Talmud, burn it. If you don't want to burn it, send it to me, and I'll burn it. Well, you know, this guy, Michael Medved, though, too many people do listen to him, ladies and gentlemen, and that's part of the problem. They coo about, oh, isn't it wonderful that this ex-communist is now a wonderful conservative, and isn't it wonderful Mr. Medved is Jewish? He's not a liberal like all the other Jews. He's a good conservative. He's an ally of the Christians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Michael Medved is a piece of garbage, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Mark Glenn has joined us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring Mark up in a moment or two when we come back from the break, and then we have some other callers. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Boy, this program is already beyond the half-hour point. I can hardly believe how time flies. We do have some callers lined up, but I understand Mark Glenn has called in, and I want to bring Mark up right away. Mark, are you there?
Michael.
Yes, what's going on, Mark?
Listen, I just wanted to pass along some early good Christmas cheer. You know, the article that you read that Phil wrote, I took the liberty of putting that on the USS Liberty website ahead of it being published in American Free Press, and the amount of attention that it gained, it must have hit about 20 or 30 websites by the end of the day and literally had tens of thousands of readers. Well, the good news is, as a result of that, a film producer, a well-known reputable film producer, read this article that Phil wrote and was so moved by this that he has now contacted Phil and is in the process of trying to set up a situation, a circumstance where a film can be made dealing with the USS Liberty. And I'm not talking about a documentary such as the very well-made documentaries that have been done by Tito Howard or by Peter Hunnam with the BBC, but I'm talking about a film. And so this thing that with Phil's article appearing in AFP, it appears that there are other good things that have come of this, like I said, not the least of which is the fact that a film producer has gotten involved in this and wants to make a movie on
well,
this
that,
event.
That's almost enough to move you to tears in and of itself. And I think everybody out there listening should say a prayer of thanks for this happening and for the safety of all concerned. This is really something, because it just does go to show you that, you know, if you just keep plugging away, that good things can come out of it, no matter how much crap people have to go through. And if anybody went through crap, Bill Turney and his friends on the USS Liberty went through crap, and that's an understatement.
That's right, Mike. And, you know, the thing is, too, something you and I were discussing this past weekend, that national intelligence estimate that came out last week, how many of the people who contributed to that, how many of the people, high-level people, who were involved in making this thing public to the world, that basically threw a monkey wrench into this whole process of initiating World War III, how many of them probably knew very well what happened 40 years ago to these men aboard the USS Liberty, and they said, you know what? We're not going to let this happen again.
Well, you know, Mark, as I always like to remind people, other than the USS Liberty Memorial Library up there in Wisconsin, the only other memorial that I know about to the USS Liberty, other than a tombstone over the graves of several of the guys in Arlington Cemetery, the only memorial I know of to the USS Liberty is in the lobby of the lobby, no less, of the main building of the National Security Agency. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the American National Security Agency, good people and bad people alike, when they cross through that lobby, they see a memorial to the men of the USS Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So I
Absolutely.
Think this is just a sign that the second American Revolution has begun. I really believe that. I think that there are all these good things, and I'm not talking about the film. I'm just talking about the fact that truth is popping up all over.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mike? Eventually, people get hungry, and when they're hungry, things that they wouldn't eat an hour ago, they're willing to eat when
mm-hmm.
they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to Israel, Zionism, the whole Jewish agenda business, things that they wouldn't eat an hour ago when they were stuffed to the gills full of a bunch of intellectual and political junk food, now that has run its course and they're hungry again, they're willing to eat the good stuff, and that's why they are starting to turn to things such as the USS Liberty and other things that you and other people out there who have been on the front lines of this battle have been out there trying to sell to the people, saying, listen, this is the kind of stuff you need to be eating. Don't be eating this junk food over here that these garbage men, as you put it, are trying to peddle to you. Eat the good stuff so that your families and your country cannot just survive, but so that they can prosper.
That's right. Mark, you know, I want you to stick on here. This is funny because you have just laid the groundwork for something else that I wanted to read on the air tonight that ties in really directly with what you've just talked about the fact that there have been so many people out here for years, you know, trying to alert the American people and the people of the world to the crimes of Zionism and to the intrigues of the international Jewish elite and their network on American soil in particular. And, of course, I am referring very proudly to the late organization Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight newspaper and my longtime friend and foe alike, Willis Cardo. Anytime you work for somebody, you know, they can be both a friend and foe. And Willis and I have gone at it with sticks and stones for many years, but I will say this much. Difficult man though he may be, he has been out there fighting for a long, long time. And, you know, this little pencil-necked, pin-headed idiot, Eric Huffschmidt, said that Liberty Lobby was set up to fail, that Willis Cardo deliberately scuttled Liberty Lobby years ago because he was a front for the Zionists, and the Zionists were afraid Liberty Lobby was going too far. He made the claim, you know, Christopher Bolin said that Spotlight had 300,000 subscribers at the time that it was driven into bankruptcy. In fact, the Spotlight had about 50,000 subscribers, another lie. But, you know, I've said on this show, I've talked about the threat made against Willis Cardo by Jacques Torkchiner of the World Zionist Organization. And just 2 days ago, going through my files, I found the copy of the letter that anti-Zionist Jewish attorney Mark Lane wrote, dated May 15, 1992, Jacques Torkchiner. I'm going to read it on the air because it's very, very interesting. I am writing to you, Mr. Torkchiner, on behalf of organizations and individuals I have represented, including Liberty Lobby, its weekly newspaper, The Spotlight, and Mr. Willis A. Cardo. Of course, you know that these organizations are opposed to the concept and policies of Zionism. You know as well that their opposition is manifest through the written and spoken word, and that they do not engage in any acts other than those lawful actions protected by the First Amendment. I have become alarmed by recent allegations which have reached me regarding a plan to take violent action against my clients. The proposed perpetrators of these illegal acts are persons associated with the World Zionist Movement. You may know that persons who may be known to you have stated that, quote, these targets are not bourgeois. They should be hunted and shot like quail. I am concerned that the rights, the property, and indeed the lives of my clients might now be imperiled. I strongly urge you to make all lawful and appropriate efforts to prevent any planned acts of violence from materializing. Sincerely, Mark Lane. So that is the exact quote. Jacques Torkchiner said at a meeting in the New York apartment of World Jewish Congress President Edgar Bronfman, at which a number of other powerful international Jewish financiers, all supporters of Israel, were present. He said that these targets are not bourgeois. I don't know exactly what he meant by that. But he went on to say they should be hunted and shot like quail. This is what Jacques Torkchiner of the World Zionist Organization said about Willis Cardo. And as far as I'm concerned, Willis Cardo can wear that as a badge of honor, that one of the leading criminals on the face of the planet advocated that Willis should be shot and should be hunted and shot like quail. And I know Willis does wear that with a badge of honor, as rightly he should, because he has been out there leading the fight. He's not the only one, of course. Many, many people have joined the fight. People like Phil Turney and the guys on the USS Liberty were brought into the fight by the very people they thought were our friends, by the very people in our government, traitors like James Angleton and the CIA and others who collaborated with the Israelis. And, you know, their day in the sun is coming to an end. We don't need to hunt them because we know who they are. And so do a lot of other people. All right, Mark, we have some callers here. Why don't you stick around? I want to bring up Mike from Illinois because if it's the same Mike I think it is, I want to thank Mike again for making that Michael Medved travesty available. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, did you get a chance to listen to it?
Oh, yes, I did. I played it, in fact, at the American Free Press office today for the folks down there. They hadn't heard it yet, and Very, very revealing, and I thank you for taking the time to burn that on a CD and send it to me.
No problem. I mean, that guy is just a velvet-tongued snake, and the fact that people listen to him shows how this country has a inability to think analytically and critical thinking skills.
You know, Mike, let me interrupt. Let me tell you something here. Vince Ryan, who's been around for a long, long time and very familiar with these personalities and these issues, he was listening to it, and he shook his head, and he said, you know, he's never answering anything that guy says, and referring to you. In other words, every time you brought up a point, Medved would shift the focus of the
discussion. Right.
And then somebody else who was listening commented, he said, he changes the subject. He never could address anything that you addressed directly. And then, to wrap it all up, he was very sarcastic and asked you what you were doing on April 20th,
right.
Which, of course, is Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're laughing, Mike, and you know, I laughed, too. But the problem is, most, and you just said this yourself, most of the people who are listening out there who really love Medved, who worship at his altar, they don't understand it. They cannot think critically. They cannot think analytically. What can I say?
I mean, this guy is nothing more than a velvet-tongued, slick lawyer who is skilled at the art of framing things and muddying the argument and bringing in fake statistics and just completely changing the issues. And that's where, you know, you need that critical thinking and that logic ability, which most people don't have. And did you hear the one conversation with Bernie Goldberg was also his guest there?
Yes, I I had to laugh because let me that's another story in and of itself, but Goldberg, who I don't think is a Roman Catholic, and I'm being facetious, he's not. Goldberg, in the context of the discussion of Jewish power in America, kept referring to they, separating himself. That would be like if I were referring to I'm part Irish, part German, part American Indian, but if I referred to people of that mix as they, Goldberg was like trying to set himself apart from all this and sound like this independent analyst, and it was the same kind of nonsense. In fact, you know, Mike, the exchange between you and Mr. Mendacious Medved. I'm thinking of actually running a transcript of that in American Free Press for people just to read it themselves and see the kind of prevarications and lies and flaming, as you accurately put it. It's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
I would like to think that decent, fair-minded, and logical people could kind of cut through his web and just see, you know, not necessarily on either side of the issue, but just see how the sincerity and the logic in my voice compared to the verbal gymnastics on his part and, you know, the contorting on his part. And could just, I would like to see most of the listeners would come on my side, but something tells me most of them are so blinded, and the ones that aren't just don't have the reasoning skills to cut through this crap.
Yeah, you know, and you know what it comes right down to? What it comes right down to is, frankly, that there are a lot of people who might be inclined to call in. They probably, if they even said they were calling in to agree with you, they probably wouldn't let them on the air anyway. But, you know, I don't know what kind of screening process Michael Medved has, but like you say, like I said, like the people at American Free Press said today when they were listening to it, you know, his prevarications, his distortions, his attempt to distract from the facts that you were presenting were just so obvious. You know,
right.
I mean, I really look forward to sitting down and doing a transcription of it and just annotating it, you know,
that would be
and saying,
great.
Saying here's where Medved is lying, or here's where Medved is trying to twist what the caller has said, which is what he did. It was so blatant and so, you know, but the problem, as we've said here, you know, Mark has dealt with this, I've dealt with it, and you dealt with it directly with Medved, the monster Medved himself.
Zionazi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a Judeo-fascist of the first and worst order. But, Mike, I wanted to thank you for that. I intended to send you an email, but then I talked about it on the show. I figured you'd probably heard it. So I thank you in person for that.
Actually, I'll go on the archives. What day was that?
I believe it was probably yesterday.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't have been yesterday. It would have been the day before, I guess, because I wasn't on the show on Monday night. I talked about it on Tuesday night. Tuesday night is when I first mentioned it. That's right.
Yeah, that would be great. Put that transcript up there and have people see for themselves that what kind of BS goes on with talk radio these days.
and this man apparently is one of the 10 most popular talk radio hosts in America for reasons which are known only to God, I assure you.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I'll talk to you.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your call. All right. We're going to bring up Jim from Pennsylvania. But, Jim, we are going to the break, so if you could hang on until we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper. And, actually, we have Mark Glenn here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for our big wrap-up.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're not going to be bringing up Jim from Pennsylvania because he dropped off, but in a moment we are going to bring up Jim from Texas, one of your favorite callers and one of mine. I must tell you, though, in rereading this letter from Mark Lane to Jock Storchiner, I realize now that I may have misquoted the letter. What he said was, this is what Storchiner said, these targets are not bourgeois. They should be hunted and shot like quail. In other words, when he said these targets are not bourgeois, what he meant was, in his flowery Zionist language, his Talmudic language. What he meant was that Willis Cardo and the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby were not commonplace. They were not middle class. They were not something to be ignored. In other words, Willis Cardo and Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight were real forces that needed to be noticed, and as a consequence, they should be hunted and shot like quail, as I think they maybe do in Texas. Let's bring up Jim from Texas and find out. Jim.
Mike and Mark, don't get your hopes up on this big-time producer that's going to do a movie, I guess, or a film or a DVD or something of the Liberty, USS Liberty, because people have to understand that our Jewish brethren not only control Hollywood, they control the movie theaters, the distribution people, they control it all. This will never be seen anywhere except maybe in East Podunk, Idaho, maybe, at a 50-seat theater. That's the only place it'll ever be because they control it all.
Well, Jim, without revealing anything, I must say that you're making an assumption that it's a Hollywood producer.
But, Mike, they control all the Werenberg theaters. They control all the theaters. They won't show it. I don't care if you were Cecil B. DeMille and you had an epiphany and you said, I'm going to make the greatest film there ever was. They won't show it.
I wouldn't count on that, Jim. But I tell you what, it all remains to be seen. The good news is that there's obviously a film producer out there, someone of some consequence, who has taken it upon himself to prepare or to plan to do something like this. And, you know, they said that about Mel Gibson. They tried to stop Mel Gibson from doing his film, The Passion of the Christ, and yet that film made Mel Gibson a multi-billionaire.
But that was minor compared to the Liberty. The Liberty destroys their whole house of cards.
Mark, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. Mike, your point is well taken. The fact of the matter is that the other side, they can plan and plot all they want. But in the end, there is a higher power who has the final say over everything. Now, in the case of Mel Gibson, his movie, they did everything that they could to drag this thing through the Talmudic sewer like they do anything that even hints reverentially of Jesus. But yet, it was the highest grossing film of all time. And so, likewise, we shouldn't discount anything. I'm sure that if the people who were involved in trying to destroy Mel Gibson's product, if they had known what the end result of it was going to be, they probably wouldn't have brought as much attention on it as they did. And in the end, they wound up hanging themselves. And so likewise, I think we should hope that maybe we will see a repeat performance of this with the USS Liberty.
Yeah, Jim, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. It's obviously it's in its working stages. And besides, the Jews have the nuclear bomb. They may well blow up the world before any movie can be made. Maybe that'll be their last-ditch attempt.
I might add one thing, that the movie The Valley of the Wolves, which I believe was made in Turkey, which exposed somewhat the Zionists and the Jews for what they are, that never played in any major theater in the United States that I know of. None.
Well,
it was all over Europe, and it was in Asia and everywhere else, but it never played in the United States, as far as I know.
Well, Jim, we're just going to have to wait and see. I hope you're wrong.